Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, let's get to Carson Wentz. He was on a podcast. It was Colin Cowherd's podcast. I don't know the name of it, so we're going to have to go with Colin Cowherd's podcast.
Say that.
We'll stick with that. Apparently, Cowherd's a Wentz mark. I didn't know that. Ryan told me he's been standing on the table for Wentz for a while, still goes to the mattress for him, which is good. I want everyone to have a couple of people that are in their corner, even Carson Wentz, so that's great. But he had him on his show, and he asked him about the heat he has taken from Irsay, from Ballard, the fact that the Colts, months later, at the end, you know, the season ended in shame against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The shame bell was ringed against Carson Wentz.
Shame. 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 Shame.
And they're still talking trash about him.
Yeah. They can't stop, by the way.
And this is what Wentz had to say.
When Jim Irsay says, hey, we made a mistake, I'm like, ow. Ow. That's kind of that hurts a little, right?
I mean, it is what it is. You know, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. I thought last year was a really fun year. I thought we did some incredible things, came up short at the end. Obviously I struggled down the stretch there and timing was poor. I didn't expect that. I didn't expect that things unfold the way they did. And, you know, I thought things were in a pretty good place there. I had awesome relationships with every single person in that building. Can't say enough good things about the people over there. And kind of came out of left field. You know, he's entitled to his own opinion, and, you know, he's entitled to do what he wants with his football team.
Carson James Wentz, more like Carson Highroad Wentz, am I
Hello.
Right?
Hello.
I mean, could he have answered that any better? If PR staffer extraordinaire Sean DeBarbery, I think that's how you say his last name. I just know him as Sean.
Sean.
But if he handed him, this is how you're going to answer the question about Jim Irsay hating your guts and Chris Ballard taking shots at you. He couldn't have written anything better than what Wentz did on that podcast.
Perfect response. How much better does he look now than when, you know, what was it, last week or the week before? Chris Ballard again couldn't help but take a shot at Wentz. Irsay again couldn't help but take a shot at Wentz.
They're being asked, for the record. It's not like they're like running around bowling alleys asking.
Well, Carson Wentz was asked.
Can I say something about Carson Wentz?
Yeah, Wentz was asked and he had a chance and he didn't. That's what you do it like that. You look much better when you do it like that. Now, I don't think the guy can play or is any good, but all he's ever done since he's been here, there's no football has been played. Every opportunity he's had to be in front of the mic and answer questions, I think he's been awesome.
Which has been limited,
yeah,
in fairness. But what we have seen from him is basically his introductory press conference where he hit a second deck home run. Kyle Schwarber in the middle of his heater last year in June, I think it was, where he was just going deep down the right field line, first pitch of every single
their
game.
Their only winning month.
He homered like 15 times
Kyle
in eight
Ruth.
Days. That was one of the coolest things ever, and then the season was over, and it was really sad for everybody because we were watching like Lane Thomas as their best player, and everyone acted like that was okay. And pretended like he was going to be good coming into the season. But anyway, it's not about him. I'm sorry, Lane Thomas. That wasn't fair to you. That was a shot at Ryan. It was just, I made it personal, really. Me versus Ryan for a second. I apologize. Having said all that, Carson Highroad Wentz, he has just hit bomb after bomb after bomb. When he has talked, he's killed it. Now, we don't know if the team's going to take to him or not. It does seem like he was popular with his teammates in Indy. I'm not going to base everything off of some people saying goodbye or wishing him well on social media. But there have not been any reports that have surfaced about teammates not liking him or certain guys being happy he's out or Matt Ryan's here now and we like this better because he's doing this, whereas Wentz did it this way.
Mm-hmm.
None of that has happened. It's basically been that Irsay didn't like him and he was mad at him that he didn't get vaccinated, among other things, I'm sure. And Ballard didn't like him. And I'm sure for Ballard, it was because he cost him a playoff spot. Like, I put a lot of eggs in your basket, and all my eggs cracked. So maybe that's why he's angry. But you got to like the way Wentz has handled himself as the QB1 here.
100%. And again, no football's been played. And I think people were irritated with him last year when he started playing really poorly down the stretch, culminating in that awful Jacksonville game. So all the great press conferences, he may have been awesome in Indy pressers in May and June when he was persona non grata from Philly and came over there. I have no idea. I really don't. I haven't gone back and tried to look up all the different pressers and be like, well, he's more impressive here than there. And at the end of the day, does it mean he completes a third down pass or he doesn't? No, of course not. It's, but this is the only thing that he's been able to do so far, right? All the only samples we've got are of good reports by this stage from football stuff, you know, working through things here with, you know, the mini camps and OTAs and things that are forthcoming. And he's been at the podium. He's been really impressive.
We've got Ryan McDonough, Odyssey NBA insider, coming up at 3. We'll get his thoughts on the West and the Eastern Conference Finals going on in the NBA playoffs, as well as a take from him on what the Wizards should try to do to improve this offseason. And that's coming up in 20 minutes. But a chance for you next. On Wentz, with these comments having been made on this podcast, curious about this. Are you warming to him at all? The only thing that matters clearly is how he plays in the end. But he can't play yet. There's no games to be played. All he can do is all he can do. And right now, that's saying the right things, that's putting in the work, that's kind of indoctrinating himself in some way to the Commanders fan base and to DC. Do you find yourself warming to him with how well he's handled himself in this part of the offseason? 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.